if Prophet Muhammad was alive today, he would look at Andrew Tate and say, this is the anti-Islam.
When I drank, I was called a bad Muslim.
At least Andrew Tate is standing up for Palestinians.
I'm from Israel, Palestine, and the United States.
This guy from Palestine, this guy, hello, America for both country, Palestine.
No. At least he stood up to Piers Morgan.
Which you've already
said. When you take
said,
the Shahada, all your former friends.
Which you've already
ranks.
Said.
This is not a liberal versus conservative debate. This is a human debate.
Speak your heart and let the world know. Bro, this is the Dean Show. Discussions on what's really real. Look at our Law Hills. Seeing transitions from another life. Like, look at our Law Guides. From the streets to Islam, reformed, letting old habits go. Inspiration from around the globe. Bro, this is the Dean Show.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
Rami, how you doing?
Alhamdulillah, I'm doing good. How are you?
Good, how are you? How are you? Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah.
That's great. I'm honored to be back, alhamdulillah.
It's good to have you back. How was the training?
It was amazing. It was amazing. Honestly, it was eye-opening. And I think I'm going to take it seriously, inshallah, when I get back home.
Yeah, I'd like to see that. Yeah, your progression. You're doing good. I think you can have a good guard.
Inshallah, inshallah. Yeah. I appreciate the work.
You're tall, right? You can actually caught on quick. You're quick, yeah.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah.
Picking up pretty fast, yeah.
It's good to hear, man. It's good to hear. Alhamdulillah.
So what do you think this guy was saying?
This guy, hello, America for both country, Palestine.
No. He tried to punch me.
You're from Palestine?
Yes, sir.
This other brother here, he's from Palestine, but he's with another. There's actually two who are from Palestine. Nas Daily and then the other brother. And he's saying something to him. He's about to knock him out.
Okay.
Can you make out what he's saying? Let's see it again.
Yeah, let's watch it.
This guy, hello, America for both country, Palestine.
No. I think he's pointing out the fact that he is a clear traitor of the Palestinian people, of the Palestinian people. And even from an American perspective, it's a complete and utter form of disrespect to their own liberal values, that the sanctity of human life goes out the window for Palestinians. I think he's pointing out the fact that this man, even though he's Palestinian, he's not Palestinian.
And then even before that, he was talking about in that clip, something about it's a human thing.
Yeah.
Where's the humanity now?
Exactly.
And I want to go ahead and get into this next clip because with everything that's going on, what's the latest count now? You have, what, almost 50,000 innocent children, human beings under the rubble, unaccounted for, dead?
Yeah, and that's what makes it difficult now, because what Israel's done is they've upped the military expedition now to weapons that will actually burn and char the bodies. People are being identified by their teeth, by their remainder of their toes. Like you can't even make out that if this was a human being once upon a time. Like they're being charred and burnt. One woman got back to her camp because they're living in camps now, and she found her 6 children burnt to ashes. You can't count bodies if there are no bodies left. So it's 50,000, maybe even well over at this point.
Now, any other time to talk about this issue, he's going to come up now. We'll discuss it. It seems like this would be a great opportunity. He's got a huge, huge following. And we actually discussed, me and some of my previous guests, Muhammad Hijab, and we actually tried to made a video and try to give him the benefit of the doubt. And he had some things that he had brought up in some of his previous videos. This is years ago. Mm. And then actually one of his family members reached out to try to connect us. That didn't happen at the time because he was visiting Chicago. Maybe we can get him back on, see if we can have some kind of influence to steer him away from the direction that he's going, that he's been going, because he has a great opportunity with all the millions of followers to create a lot of awareness, to do some good.
Yeah.
But he's doing the opposite. Let's go ahead and look at this video here, and we'll go ahead and kind of break it down and react to it together.
I spent one full month studying his religion, Judaism.
Shalom Aleichem, my friends.
I read Jewish books. I talked to Jewish rabbis. I celebrated Jewish holidays and flew all the way to the holiest city in Judaism, Jerusalem.
And now I understand why 22% of Nobel Prizes go to Jews.
So interesting.
I have never seen such a thing.
This is what I learned from Judaism. Only 16 million Jews in the world, but Judaism influenced billions of Muslims and Christians because Judaism was the first religion to believe in the idea of one God, indivisible and infinite. Yeah, that idea came from here. God revealed himself to Prophet Abraham, who became the first Jewish person ever. This was the beginning of monotheistic religions.
There's a lot to unpackage there. Where do you want to begin?
Well, first and foremost, I want to point out the fact that he said that Islam and Christianity were inspired by or came from Judaism, and that Abraham was a Jew. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he directly refutes this in the Quran. He says that Abraham was not a Christian, nor was he a Jew. But actually, he was basically a Muslim because he believed in one God. And if you look at Judaism, it's an ethnocentric religion, meaning you have to ethnically be Jewish to be religiously Jewish as well. And if you look at the genealogy, Abraham was first, and then Isaac and Ismail. Isaac was the father of the Jews. So there actually weren't any Jewish people at the time of Abraham, making it impossible for Abraham to even be Jewish to begin with. I understand the theological claim here, but that's really all it is. It doesn't really add up given their own beliefs.
No, I was thinking, yeah, exactly the same thing. So you went from reversed to the beginning. Now, at the beginning, I was curious to know, like, when was this actually filmed? Because you have a genocide happening.
Yeah.
Right now before our eyes. So this video just came out a few weeks ago.
Wow.
So I don't know, do you think this was filmed before the Holocaust started happening?
I don't believe so.
Against the Palestinian Christians and Muslims there?
I personally, this is just my personal opinion, I don't believe so, because the way the Zionists work is they are always looking to create and propagate a positive image of themselves, especially amidst chaos like this. Mm-hmm. So I wouldn't be surprised if they encouraged in one way or another him to come film this during the genocide so that people, his followers, can, you know, watch it and say, oh, what great people, Zionist Israel, what, you know, great people, what a great land. Maybe all the stuff I'm hearing and all the stuff I'm seeing maybe isn't real, maybe it's blown out of proportion, but it's obviously all a sham.
Now, he has said before that he's Palestinian, but he's Israeli.
Yeah, I don't know if he means in terms of his nationality, if he has like an Israeli passport or something. It doesn't really make much of a difference, to be honest. If he is Arab, unless he's one of the few Arabs who have sold out to the Israeli government, he will be persecuted in under the apartheid state. As a Palestinian, he's given a different passport, a different license plate even on his car, different identification cards, different roads he has to take. And that same beautiful place he showed, the Al-Aqsa compound, that same masjid is the same masjid that the Zionists and the IDF and the IOF, they storm into, they beat up, even shoot and throw tear gas at the worshipers there. I don't know why he didn't include that part, but that happens all the time. Racism is actually a staple for them, whether it's anti-Arab or anti-Black.
Yeah, imagine if they were saying, you know, the N-word, right?
Yeah.
Or if people were chanting death to Jews or to, I mean, it's unacceptable. Yeah. When you say something like that, it's disgusting. Absolutely. But doesn't seem like the world is in an uproar.
Yeah, and it's shocking because on top of, like, the fear with racism is that it's going to turn into actual oppression against the people. Here we're seeing both. We're seeing the racism and then the actual oppression against the race that you're being racist against. They're anti-Arab and they're killing the Arabs. They're anti-Arab and they're raping them. They're throwing them in concentration camps. They're taking them from their homes and displacing them and stealing their homes. Even the, like, Israeli settlers, if you watch videos of them harassing the press, harassing children, harassing older women, and then they throw it on the news like, oh, the kid was throwing rocks. I wonder why, if you're attacking him, of course he's going to throw a rock. Or the old woman tried to stab someone. They make up all these stories about them just to further bring destruction to the people.
Mm-hmm. I heard someone saying they might possibly have threaten him or they're blackmailing him? Is it possible, or his family or something of the sort, that if he doesn't, they're holding someone hostage? I mean, this is just, is that, I mean, what else can it be? Is he just sold out for the dollar? Is it at the end of the day?
Honestly, it could be a number of things.
Yeah.
And I say no matter what the reason is, at the end of the day, he sold out. And what he's perpetuating here is actually contributing further to the displacement of, the murdering of, the false imprisoning of innocent Palestinian men, women, and children. And that is something that's unacceptable. And if he sold out, that's fine, whatever. You know, if he wants to go to the hellfire and be punished for his transgressions, that's fine. The rest of the world is going to amount against Israel and against him and lump them all together and refute them all together.
So then getting to what the point you were talking about is clear, even amongst Jews, you have this debate. It's not clear to, even to them, if Abraham, what he was saying, he made it seem like this is just consensus, like he was Judaism started with or Abraham was a Jew. So even amongst Jews, this is something that's a debate, but the Quran settles the debate. It's clear.
Exactly.
That's a clear ayah in the Quran, which is the verbatim word of the creator of heavens and earth, God Almighty Allah, saying that Abraham was neither a Jew or a Christian, but he was one who submitted his will to Allah, to the creator, a Muslim. That's what a Muslim is.
Exactly.
So, I mean, and then that's interesting to hear Nas. He's supposed to be a Muslim, but he's propagating this also.
Yeah. It's extremely ironic. I would have loved to see some kind of devil's advocate at the very
some
least.
Some pushback,
But it's very clear that is not his intention here.
Yeah. So there was, so the video goes on from here to discuss. I'm interested to see, like, they're going to be talking about Islam, Christianity, and the sort. But he makes it in this other clip. Let's have a look. And he, when he's asked if he's a Muslim, this is his response.
Are you religious?
I'm spiritual.
Do you have a religion?
Yeah, I'm Muslim.
Okay, you're Muslim.
Yeah, but I don't. Do you pray five times a day?
No.
Okay, so I'm like you then.
Okay, but do you believe in a higher power? You believe.
Yes.
Like me is like, I believe in God. I believe do good things. It's just, I don't, you know, everything else in between.
You're like easy mode.
Yeah. But religion brings people together.
Yes.
Have you ever thought about like getting onto like, I guess, spreading religious messages?
No, because religion brings people together in an exclusive way.
Yeah.
It says,
your thoughts.
Firstly, I always find it a cop out for when people say I'm spiritual. Like, what does that mean?
What does that mean?
Like, do you just have feelings inside? Like, what is it? It's like the gender fluid of religiousness and belief. It's like, it doesn't carry any weight. So it's a cop out. And then he says he's Muslim, which linguistically means submission. You know, I submit to God. And then he says, I don't pray five times a day. So this is very common. It's not something that is specific to him. Unfortunately, there's a lot of more liberal Muslims that take that kind of stance because Islam has been watered down and secularized that, you know, all you have to do is believe in XYZ, or all you have to do is believe this and pray five times a day and then that's it. But that's not what it means. Deen, like the Deen show, Deen in Islam is a full system of life that revolves around the worship of this one God and all of his commands. So when you say you're a Muslim, what that is supposed to mean is that you embody that there's no one I worship, no one I obey, no one who is sovereign except for the one God. And I obey him and his commands and what he says we need to believe, the truth of life and why we're here. And also to spread that message. Because if, let's say you have any religion, it's fair to say that you believe in that religion because you believe it's true and it's good. And by extension, other people should also believe that because it's true and because it's good. So what he's doing is now willfully depriving the rest of his circle, the rest of his audience, the rest of the world from this beautiful message of Islam that would actually bring prosperity in their life. It would bring a sense of comfort, a sense of assurance in this life and the next, and would boost their morale because Muslims are amongst the people with the lowest rates of mental illness and depression in the world.
This next clip is very interesting.
You say you believe in God or higher power, and you believe, so you believe in the existence of something afterlife.
Yes, that's for sure.
But I also say this to myself. By the way, this is, I'm not trying to go at you. This is also something talk about myself every day. I say, if we really do believe that we're going to die and there's going to be a God and there's going to be a heaven or hell, then why are we not praying five times a day? Why are we not doing everything to be the best human possible? Because if you think about it, I was asking a friend of mine this, and I was saying, like, why don't we do it? You know, and it was actually Ahmed. I was asking Ahmed this question. I was like, he was like, look, in this world, we as humans know that we need to exercise to get a six pack, but we still don't do it.
Yeah.
So how do you expect us to now go ahead and pray for something that is going to happen after our existence? We don't even do stuff that we need to do here.
Makes sense.
So as a person, do not try, like, now, like right now, think about that. Or do you not think about that? Like, actually, wait a second. We are going to die, and there is going to be... So, like, if I was genuinely thinking about it with a better brain, like, I should be the best human being I can right now.
I don't disagree with you. This is the first thing we agree on. Yes, you should be praying, and I should be praying, and you should be praying. I don't know why we don't do it now. Maybe because we're too distracted by mundane stuff.
Yeah.
I'm actually pleasantly surprised to hear that.
Yeah.
Like, that's the fitrah kicking in, that, you know, I should be praying. I believe in the afterlife. This is what happens when you remember God, you remember the afterlife, you remember that there is heaven and hell. There is punishment and reward. The fitrah kicks in.
So what does he do now if they're keeping his family hostage or something?
I see. If let's go down this hypothetical. If they are keeping his family hostage, there might
be... How else can you make sense of it? Like, you know, he's a traitor at one end. If that's not the case, then he sold out for money. At the end of the day, what's it all worth? If you got people like in the beginning who are like, you know, calling you out, and this eats away at your soul, you're not doing the right thing. You're not. Yeah. It's not like I said, it's a human thing. No, if it's a human thing, then you'd be standing up for the humanity of all these kids and whatnot. But you're there filming this program and whatnot, and right across, how far is it from the Masjid al-Aqsa, where the kids are being found, like, under the rubble? He just has to take how long of a ride?
Probably, I don't know, 20 minutes, 30
20 minutes.
Yeah, it's not far.
He can get over there, right?
Yeah, you can hear the bombs from the distance.
Yeah, he can go report on that. He can make some of these nice one-minute video. Man, he can have a tremendous effect, huh?
Yeah, absolutely.
But then the only logical thing, they got his family. What else is it? Like,
It's interesting to think about. I mean, if like, let's entertain this idea for a second that, you know, someone in his life is actually being held hostage, or he's being extorted or something. If someone's life is in danger, there could be a possibility of him claiming that kind of, you know, he did it for his family or whatever.
Otherwise, what do you call him?
Man? Yeah, I think it's more likely that he's trying his best to be a centrist. A lot of more liberal people, they have this idea of being more centralized. And for them, they think that means not picking a side.
Mm.
But that doesn't mean not picking a side, right? Being centered is kind of having a grounded principle that's somewhat in the middle, where you don't unnecessarily favor one side over the other. But if you have one side who is oppressing another side, so you have people who are victims and people who are oppressors, as a central person, you need to put an end to that. You need to stop the oppressors from doing what they're doing, if he is a more centralized person. But I do want to point something out. He is, clearly, he's betrayed Palestinians and humanity by doing what he's doing.
He's betrayed God, his creator, also Allah.
Absolutely. And on top of that, he is not praying. If he was praying and doing everything he should as a Muslim, but betrayed the Palestinian people, then maybe there's this kind of argument of he's a good Muslim, he's doing his best, but maybe they have some kind of dirt on him or something. But he doesn't seem to even be there yet. I think for him, he doesn't know what Islam really is. He doesn't have a solid foundational belief, and that is why he's trying to figure it out himself. And I feel bad for the guy. No one should try and figure it out themselves, because no one's going to figure it out, right? It's a manual that has to be sent down from God himself, and that's what God sent down. If he would just take the time to learn and study the Quran, learn Islam, and connect with Allah, and really be spiritual like he's saying he is, then I think he would find it in his heart to stop all of this nonsense and just really stand up for humanity. Because whether it's Muslims being slain, or Christians or Jews or atheists or anyone, if they're an innocent person, Islam is the first and maybe even the only religion to say that that is forbidden by God and is an obligation of the people who are in power and who are capable to put an end to that kind of oppression.
And because he's not staying neutral on other things, when looking into this, he did have an opinion. He's very opinionated when it came down to Andrew Tate, for instance. I don't know if you saw his comments on Andrew Tate.
No, I didn't.
He was criticizing him, and for Muslims now, obviously, you know, him being a new Muslim and whatnot, and then he was criticizing him for drinking alcohol and other things that let's take a look at the clip.
Yeah.
If Prophet Muhammad was alive today, he would look at Andrew Tate and say, "This is the anti-Islam."
But why? I have nice cars. So am I anti-Islam? No,
because
well, I have nice cars.
But bro, it is such a fun. I feel no, like I'm a better Muslim now. Yeah. If he didn't adopt this, I'm a Muslim and I follow Islamic rules and laws now, then I'll be like, okay, it's fine. You can have a Bugatti and preach this stuff. I don't care. I don't care. But to go and pretend to be Muslim, have sex with women, drink alcohol, and do materialistic crap all the time, which is everything is anti-Islamic, right?
Yeah.
I think that's just like look, fake.
So that's the interesting thing. We'll close off with this and we'll get your comments because he's talking about pretty much being a bad Muslim. What would Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? So we can ask that question. What would Prophet, the last and final messenger sent to mankind, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam say to him? But then it's interesting. He calls himself out.
Hi. Over the past few months, I got a lot of criticism for being a bad Muslim. When I showed you the gay capital of the world, Castro, in San Francisco, I was called a bad Muslim. When I showed you alcohol in my videos, I was called a bad Muslim. When I showed you how prostitution is legal in Senegal, I was called a bad Muslim. When I drank, when I dated, when I traveled.
So he's pretty much doing all the things that he's calling out Andrew Tate.
Yeah, and even worse, because at least Andrew Tate is standing up for Palestinians, for Gaza. At least he stood up to Piers Morgan.
Do you think that that was moral?
Well, I wasn't religious back then, but let me sit and ask.
Because you're now, you converted to Islam.
Yeah, correct.
You're a Muslim.
Correct.
They have, you know, a code of behavior, which you've already said.
When you take the Shahada, all your former sins are erased.
Which you've already said would look at that as immoral.
When you take the Shahada, all of your former sins are erased. And I actually encourage you to find the light and convert to Islam.
Andrew Tate, thank you very much.
And said, like, listen, these guys are being oppressed. I'm not going to condemn them. This guy's actually, he's betrayed the Palestinian people. He betrayed humanity. So who's worse?
That's interesting. Yeah, Andrew Tate is speaking out.
Yes.
He also sent some money for charity for the children out there.
Yeah.
And so when you look at him asking that question, see, it seems like there's no consistency then.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, I mean, what message would you get to Nas? He'll probably watch this, and what would you tell him?
I would say first and foremost, with everyone, you have to question yourself. You have to question what's inside. You have to question, why am I doing what I'm doing? Are you doing it for money, or is your family in danger, really? Or are you just trying to live your life, and you've made your own desires your God, and you're just kind of going throughout life until inevitably you die, and as you believe, will be resurrected. And God knows what state. Why are you living? What is the purpose of your life? And this is the question every human being has to ask. Allah answers this in the Quran. If you are really a Muslim, I'm going to take you, you know, for your word. You say you're a Muslim. If you really are a Muslim, just open up the Quran. And Allah says He did not create jinn kind or mankind except to worship Him. So what does that worship constitute? It means full obedience and submission to God, because the way that God has dictated for humanity is the best way. You mentioned, I want to end on this note, you mentioned a lot of Jewish people have Nobel Peace Prizes, and based on the religion, you can see why. Did you know that within 100 years, just one century, of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, bringing Islam to the people in Arabia and having it spread to different parts of the world, within 100 years, they had what we call now the golden age of Islam, where astronomy, science, math, algebra, philosophy, the legal system, medicine, and multiple other what you would see as secular fields, the Muslims prospered and they had full prosperity, and they wrote books that later the Europeans and also these like Ashkenazi Jews as well read, translated, understood, and then built on top of the backs of the work of the Muslims. And I would love to see you talk about that and go back to your roots and learn what it really means to be a Muslim. Repent for your sins and your mistakes. Listen, we'll be the first to embrace you when you come back. And there's no hard feelings except for what you do that is wrong. And as your brothers in Islam, we will always have to call you out for your wrongdoing. And I wish you the best, inshallah, to come back to Islam and true la ilaha illallah.
There you go. Get plugged back in, like he was saying with the other guy. And it was nice. The other guy, I don't know who he is. I don't know if you've seen him before. So he's talking to him, and they're both admitting, like, hey, if we believe in a higher power, who's the higher power? The creator of the heavens and earth, Allah. Shouldn't we be doing what He's told us to do? The minimum is, Allah don't need our prayers. Us, it's for us. So they need to get plugged back in. Start obeying you obey your boss, you obey the country, the city you live in, the rules, regulations, right? So Allah sent down guidance, it's there. And You're going to be accountable.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And to put it in, you said it very well, to put it in kind of those terms, because that makes a lot of sense to people. In the city you're in, you obey the laws, the rules, legislation of that country. You're on God's earth. You're in God's dominion. Why shouldn't you obey God's rules, right? Mm-hmm. This is something that should be questioned. And I want to end by saying these conversations are good. That, you know, I'm not praying, I'm not fasting, and like maybe I should be. But it should also be had with someone of knowledge. It shouldn't just be spoken about to speak about it. Oh, we're such bad Muslims. Oh, look at us. No, you shouldn't speak like that. You should sit in front of someone of knowledge so that they can correct you. You could say, I'm not a great Muslim. How do I become a good Muslim? And then at least there will be some kind of progression in that sense. So I think these conversations are good, but he should really take these criticisms and this knowledge.
Yeah, and just one other thing just to note, like, you know, if someone, for us, we're striving our best to do what Allah told us to do.
Yeah.
And Allah is the one who judge us if we're good or bad Muslims at the end of the day, but we're trying our best,
yeah.
Right? We're trying our best, we're doing our best, and then we want the best for our brothers and sisters who are out there. So obviously we want the best for people like those brothers, yeah. And then when you see something so obvious, you see something so just right in your face that's happening, this, you know, this genocide, the Holocaust that's happening against innocent men, women, and children right now, and then to see someone like Nas, how we started off with, where that person, the Palestinian, was calling him a traitor, he's about to knock him out, you forgot about your people.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, we'd be on the other side. If this was actually innocent Jewish or Jewish kids being killed, we'd stand up against that.
Yeah.
That's how it is. But now it's right there in your hometown. You're filming this video, and you see it's just right 20 minutes away. Yeah. You're not in America or another country. You're there where it's happening, and you're like a quiet devil.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the sad thing. So hopefully this can soften his heart, open his mind, and God guides him to do the right thing before it's too late.
Inshallah, Ya Rab. And Nas Daily, you're welcome to speak with Eddie on the Deen Show. You're welcome to speak with me on the Daily Muslim. On camera, off camera, whatever you want to do, we invite you to have these conversations.
And that's Rami from the Daily Muslim.
Jazakallah khair.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you for having me.
Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi.
Wa alaikum assalam wa barakatuh.
We know there are many benefits to the use of black seed according to the authentic statements of the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. That's why I use the black seed by Tasneem, and 50% of the profits from your order will go towards establishing the Deen Center, the Masjid and Mega Dawah Center. Use promo code The Deen Show for 15% off.